Who identified planets seen in vision? Question number 27. In his History of the Advent Movement, Elder Lovira relates, in the month of November, 1846, a conference was held in Topsham, Maine, at which Elder Bates was present. At that meeting, Mrs. White had a vision which was the cause of Elder Bates's becoming fully satisfied as to their divine origin. Mrs. White, while in vision, began to talk about the stars, giving a glowing description of rosy-tinted belts which she saw across the surface of some planet, and added, "I see four moons." "Oh," said Elder Bates, "she is viewing Jupiter." Then, having made motions, as though traveling through space, she began giving a description of belts and rings in their ever-varying beauty, and said, "I see seven moons." Elder Bates exclaimed, "She is describing Saturn." Next she said, "I see six moons," and at once began a description of the opening heavens with its glory, the Great Second Advent Movement, pages 257-258. The more powerful telescopes and stellar photography of today have enabled astronomers to discover that Jupiter has 9 moons and Saturn 10. The 5 additional moons of Jupiter were discovered between the years of 1892 and 1914. The 8th moon of Saturn was discovered in 1848, the 9th in 1899, and the 10th in 1905. And since her vision, it has been discovered that Uranus has but 4 instead of 6 moons. In the light of these astronomical facts, how can you contend for the inspiration of Mrs. White's writings? Answer. The book, The Great Second Advent Movement, pages 257-258, is not saying that Sister White named the planets, but is repeating what was purportedly said by those who were present on the occasion of her having the vision of the planets. It does not, moreover, even intimate that Sister White concurred in the particular designations which Elder Bates, in the light of then current astronomical knowledge, gave to the planets which she then envisaged. It was but natural for him, however, to identify them, as he did, for it all did fit nicely into the astronomical teachings of that day. So, simply, because he, in a moment of zealous enthusiasm not according to divine revelation, presumed to identify and label what God identified or labeled not, does not give even a semblance of integrity to the charges which the question prefers against her. She evidently knew nothing about the names of those planets. Elder Bates knew less, and we today know very little, if any more. If and when God sees fit to make known their names, his identification of them will be correct, that we know,